Our reading for today is from 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, verse 17, through the 6th chapter, verse 2. Let the elders who rule be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the Scripture says, "You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages." Do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear. In the presence of God, and of Christ Jesus, and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing from partiality. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, nor take part in the sins of others. Keep yourselves pure. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. The sins of some men are conspicuous, going before them to judgment, but the sins of others appear later. So also good works are conspicuous, and even those that are not cannot remain hidden. Let all who are under a yoke as slaves regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers. Rather, they must serve all the better, since those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved. Teach and urge these things. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hello, this is Pastor Bill Liebman from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Barnhart, Missouri. The text for this morning is from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 through chapter 6, verse 2. The elders who direct the affairs of the church are well worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For the Scripture says, "Do not muzzle the ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages." Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. Those who sin are to be rebuked publicly, so that others may take warning. I charge you, in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels, to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourselves pure. Stop drinking only water, and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. The sins of some men are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not cannot be hidden. All who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters are not to show less respect for them because they are brothers. Instead, they are to serve them even better, because those who benefit from their service are believers and dear to them. These are the things you are to teach and urge on them. So far, the text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of my former members gave me a plaque which read, "A pastor is one who has a disposition of an angel, the faithfulness of a prophet, the loyalty of an apostle, the fervency of an evangelist, the devotion of a mother, the strength of an ox, the tenacity of a bulldog, the daring of a lion, the meekness of a lamb, the patience of Job, the vision of an eagle, and the hide of a rhinoceros." Another description I heard said that the pastor should have 30 years' experience and be young enough to identify with the church's youth, that he should work 20 hours a day visiting the sick, the shut-ins, and so on, but be a good father and husband. And so it goes. So, what is a pastor? A pastor is a sinful human being. Pastors do make mistakes. No pastor wants to make mistakes or to sin in his teaching and preaching, but it happens because of what he is, a sinful human being. There was only one perfect human in the history, one who never sinned or did wrong, and that is the Christ Jesus whom we worship. When a pastor makes a mistake or sins, he needs to be corrected in love. God shows us how to do this in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 15 and 17. We are to go first one-to-one to help him to repent. If he does, well and fine. But if he does not, then we take one or two along to help him to repent. If he does, well and fine. If he does not, then bring the matter before the congregation. All of these steps are to be done in love for the offender, to keep them in good, faithful relationship with our God and Savior. You see, a pastor has a great responsibility. We are to honor and respect the office of the ministry, not necessarily the man. When a pastor is ordained, he is accepting a great and wonderful responsibility. It is this function, responsibility, or office that is worthy of a double honor, as the text says. Let us not lay too much on the pastor in our expectations. The church is blessed by these men, by God, as they bring to us the blessings of Jesus Christ, and his forgiveness, and his promise of life everlasting. As God took one day in seven to rest, so too our pastors need at least one day in seven to recreate. We need God's help in calling a pastor. God knows best what the congregation needs. Very often we think we know best what we need, but God knows even better what we need. Let us trust in him. Ask him to bless us in the matter of calling a pastor. God knows best the strengths and the weaknesses of the men to be called. God also knows the men available for a call. When we yield to his wisdom and love, he will lead the church to call the right man to be our pastor. The text also speaks about the relationship between slaves and their masters. While every member of the congregation thinks of themselves as the pastor's boss, the triune God is the pastor's true master. And the pastor must, above all, listen to him who first called the pastor into service. Amen. The grace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank
Pastor Bill Liebman
for today's meditation on God's Word.